This is Senator Al Simpson. The special interest groups know no limits when it comes to political spending. That's just the way Ted Kennedy likes it. We'll face off after this. You're a big fan of campaign finance reform, Ted. So am I. I often think you want to reform the system just to keep Republican senators in a permanent minority. I want to see reform that will make some honest changes in the system. Some of your greedy pals talk smugly of spending limits, but you do nothing at all to address the single most negative element of current law, the sudden bombshell of expenditures by independent individuals and organizations. We call that soft money, Ted, and you'll be soft-headed if you don't support limits on that kind of spending. It's wrong. It is always hidden from any kind of public disclosure. In 1986, it worked so well that six Republican Senate incumbents were bounced right out on the Capitol steps. No wonder you like the present package, Ted.
That's hogwash, Al. Those Republican incumbents lost in 1986 in spite of the huge advantage they had under our loophole-ridden campaign financing laws. The reason you Republicans don't want campaign finance reform is obvious. You're the fat cat party, and you'll fight to the death to keep the big bucks flowing from your fat cat contributors. In the wake of the Watergate scandal in the 1970s, Al, we cleaned up the system of presidential campaign financing. We took presidential elections off the auction block and away from the fat cats. But we didn't clean up our own house in Congress, Al. The way we finance our own elections is a scandal waiting to happen. As Mark Twain used to say, we have the best Congress money can buy, and it's a national disgrace. Our Democratic reform plan may not have all the answers, but it's a mile ahead of your proposal to do nothing. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the 1990 census. Will the count be fair? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.